A new political party has been recognised by the Electoral Commission. It's called the Brexit Party. It's backed by Nigel Farage, the independent MEP and the former leader of UKIP. And it's led by a woman called Catherine Blakelock. I've been speaking to Catherine, and I began by asking her what the Brexit Party's solution is to the backstop.
We have WTO rules, and we go on to Article 24. Okay, Article 24 allows you a minimum of 2 years and possibly a maximum of 10 years to renegotiate anything. And you, WTO, by the way, always wants to facilitate smoothness.
So,
that's its aim.
So in terms of WTO rules, that means tariffs. So talk me through your analysis of the tariffs that will immediately...
Let's deal with the tariffs. Okay, I'll give you exact number. Okay, because the EU sells us a lot more than we sell the EU, okay, they will pay, and these numbers are well established, and they have a slightly different combination of goods. They would pay 12.6 billion. We would pay about 5.5 billion. So we would receive, in addition to not paying the 39 billion and not paying the 7% that we currently pay the EU, and we would basically save, get 7 billion extra in tariffs. I mean, it's win-win-win all the way through. It's enormous, the numbers. You would have enough.
You think extra tariffs are a win-win?
It isn't extra tariffs, because basically we would receive 12.4 billion and we would pay 5.6 billion.
Okay, so hold on, slow down, because I want to get this into my head.
Yes.
So the Brexit Party's solution, the Brexit Party's policy position, will be for this country to withdraw from the EU without a deal.
You want a no deal,
is that right?
Correct, going on to Article 24. Article 24 of the WTO allows you between 2 and 10 years to negotiate. You would keep exactly the same. There would be no tariffs at all, no change to anything within that Article 24. It gives you a minimum of 2 years and possibly even up to 10 years to negotiate a free trade deal.
You cannot be serious.
I'm absolutely serious. Look, let me give you another example.
Oh, no, hold on a minute.
No, we can't.
So you're telling me you think this country could get away with no tariffs for 10 years?
We know that we can get away for 2 years. Okay, absolutely. Article 24 is absolutely clear on it for 2 years. And thereafter, there is the provision it can actually even be up to 10 years.
By the way, I'm reading about this Article 24 that you've been going on about, and the 10-year period that you talked about was designed for countries setting up free trade from scratch.
Absolutely, and I said to you that it was 2 years guaranteed.
You're obviously well-educated, and you're positioning yourself and you're saying that you are a credible leader of a political party. So what I'm trying to do, and it's completely fair, especially because you've told us tonight...
OK, can I just set back from that for 1 second?
So I can't finish that thought, no.
No, because you've said that I have been working with Nigel, and if it's necessary, I have no ego in this, OK? If it's necessary, I will step down. I am a facilitator, and I do this completely unpaid. I have been working on this.
But you said your party's just launched today.
Yes, but you don't just launch.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Stepping down within a day?
I'm not stepping down within a day. I'm saying that if it needed to be, I have been doing all the legal stuff and the accounting stuff, etc.
Okay. Who is funding the Brexit Party?
Sorry. At the moment, we've got £1 in PayPal, which was a test. Okay.
So who do you want to fund you? Have you?
Let me put it this way: if I had 17.4 million people and they all gave me £1, a lot of them, I would get more donations than anybody else.
Okay. The Northern Ireland border issue is clearly, it's at the heart now of the political discussion.
It's been made. made up to a large extent. Look, we have land borders all over the place. We have a land border with Ukraine and Poland. We have a land border with Russia. The EU has land borders all over the place. We also have...
It's being made up. What do you mean it's being made up?
Well, because basically electronics... If you're a legal business, okay, as opposed to an illegal business, you basically have a bill of lading and you basically... It doesn't matter. For example, the Canadian-American border, 23... I don't know how many thousand miles. And you cross it anywhere and it says, please go to the office somewhere. You know, it could be 50 miles away. A legitimate business has its documents and it goes to wherever it needs to do.
So when you say that... When you say that the border issue between Northern Ireland and Ireland has been made up.
It's been politically helpful for people to use this as a political weapon. That's what I mean by it.
Okay, and if there were to be border checks, because this would now be, if we leave the EU, of course, that border will be a frontier into the EU. Northern Ireland will
but
be outside of it. What impact do you think it would have on Northern Ireland if there were border checks?
I don't think it would have any impact because there already are border checks and they're already... Because we've got
where are those border
VAT.
Checks?
Well, we have VAT differentials going on. We don't have border checks and stuff, but let me put it this way.
You just said could we please... Hold on. You've just said we already have border checks. Then 2 seconds later, you've said we don't have border checks.
We have checks of documents, bills of lading in places, because there's VAT issues that go across that border. There's currency change at that point.
No, but both countries are currently part of the EU.
Yes.
So if there were to be border checks reinstated, what impact do you think that would have on Northern Ireland?
The way most things
and the political situation in Northern Ireland.
The most things work. Well, this is about goods, okay? This is not about people or arms or anything else. We already have smuggling, and that's a completely different issue. We already have smuggling goes across the channel, and we have smuggling of various kinds goes
across in terms of the political stability, have you read the Good Friday Agreement?
I have not read the Good Friday Agreement, but I am aware that you know, what the author of that thinks that May's agreement is... He's possibly going to take a judicial review about it.
And who's the author of the Good Friday Agreement?
Trimble.
David Trimble is not the author.
I believe he was helped in making it, did he not?
He certainly didn't write it.
No, but he was involved in it.
Okay, as were many politicians.
But Lord Trimble says that her agreement is not the same. But we're talking.
So what do you think? Hold on. What do you think border checks, if they were to be reinstated, what impact do you think that would have on the stability of peace in Northern Ireland?
Most of it is done electronically. It's not done. Even on the other borders, it takes about 3 minutes electronically to cross the Singapore-Malaysian border. We have the Ukrainian border with Poland. We have a massive land area. This is electronic. And also... Even now, I mean, you go across the channel, we have very little checking. Most legitimate countries.
But I thought you were all about securing a border and borders being secure.
So why would you want the border wide open
between Northern Ireland, which would be outside of the EU after Brexit, and Ireland, which would continue to be in it? So would you want that border secure, or would you want that border wide open?
People and goods. And they are not the same thing. And I assume we were talking about goods because we'd be constantly talking about...
We are talking about goods.
Yes, well, goods are pretty straightforward because goods have documents with them and they basically, most of it is done electronically or not checked or done on a computer.
So how would it be done? Okay, now hold on. So let's just walk through this.
Okay,
after Brexit... the EU, the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, would not have to adhere to the regulatory framework of the EU. In other words, the goods would not have to comply in terms of standards or regulations, okay? So if those goods are in Northern Ireland and they do not comply to EU standards, how do you think the EU can allow those to go down into Dublin, go down into Ireland, and they do not align
And
they do not align to EU regulations.
Yes, but you're making the assumption that we don't take on which pieces of legislation we want. We have a choice of taking on, you know, and we have a choice if there's a new regulation on kettles. We have a choice of taking that or not.
Yes, but you have an individual choice for each. Of course you do. You're right. So you've got a choice on products. Are you saying...
No, I didn't mean that. I meant that the government has a choice on whether it aligns with EU regulations.
Yes, and we're getting somewhere now, Catherine. So does the Brexit Party think that the United Kingdom should align all of its goods with EU regulations?
Right. Well, it depends who we're exporting or importing.
No, in terms of United Kingdom goods, okay?
I can't answer that because if I'm manufacturing something, okay, in the UK and
yes.
it's going to Jamaica...
No, we don't need to go down. We're not talking about Jamaica. We're talking about if it's going to Northern Ireland. That's the discussion we're having because of the land border, because of the fact that there's a frontier into the EU.
On the we have technology at such an advanced level now that there's effectively no difference between land borders and sea borders. I mean, if you want to be illegal, you will be illegal.
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about smuggling.
Could I
just put this to you again? Hold on, because I this is at the heart of the problem in currently in Northern Ireland. I live here, okay? I cover this stuff every day, and it is also at the heart of the EU discussion. The backstop, as you know, is one of the central political disagreements of our time here in this country. So let me say it to you again. So you say that not all goods should have to comply with EU regulations after Brexit.
It depends on whether the manufacturer
yes.
is exporting to somewhere where he needs or she needs to comply
okay.
or not.
Okay, so, Catherine, can we just be specific? Because it's necessary to be. So if goods are created in England, for example...
You wouldn't create the goods if you didn't have a market and you didn't know what market you were
okay,
doing
so if
in
good,
the first
if,
place.
For products that are part of the United Kingdom, okay, for products that are made, created in the United Kingdom, and they come to Northern Ireland, do you think those products, before they're sent to Northern Ireland from England, must be EU compliant?
If we keep the integrity of our country
okay,
together.
Okay.
And the
so
point as well is that 87% of all businesses and stuff don't have anything to
okay,
do with
so,
the EU.
Okay, so you emphatically said no. So those goods which are now, they've come over on the boat from Scotland, they've come over from England, and they're not EU compliant, and they don't have to be because the United Kingdom is outside of the EU. And they've come over to Northern Ireland. Now, when those goods are then have the possibility of going into the EU...
Not illegally. If you are not complying with a regulation of another country,
yes.
you
so
are doing
are they
something
checked?
Illegal.
How are they if checked, Catherine?
They don't. We already don't check such an enormous percentage of most
We're
goods.
Currently
we have,
in the EU. What bit of this don't you get?
I'm talking about stuff that comes off things outside the EU as well. Only a very small percentage are checked. Now, if you want to be illegal, then, you know, there will always be
Would you
be
have any checks at the border? Would you have any checks? So you don't support a backstop. So would you have any checks at the border?
Well, obviously, we have people and passport. You're going to have passport checks. Yes, but I don't think...
No, I'm not, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the frontier into the EU between Northern Ireland and Ireland. These electronic checks, what are they?
One really important point here, okay? If you want to comply with the legal rules of a country and I want to export to the States, I want to export to any country.
No, we're not talking about any country. We're talking about into Ireland, from Northern Ireland.
So Ireland now becomes exactly the same as the United States. No, not into Ireland, Northern Ireland. Into the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, from Northern Ireland.
It's exactly the same as exporting from Britain to Jamaica or Britain to the USA. We have to comply if we're manufacturing into the market that we're selling into. It doesn't matter what our home regulations are. It matters what we're selling to. If I want to sell something to the States, I don't know if you're aware, you're not allowed to sell chewing gum to Singapore. Okay, if I try and sell that, I am not complying with them. I mean, the States have some
it's
very
not
weird
about, it is
things
not
as well.
About, sorry.
No,
it
but
is
it's
not,
exactly the same.
The reason why it's not exactly the same, Catherine, is because the current political discussion where great minds are trying to work out the solution is what checks do you have at that frontier?
And you can do checks like you have at the Canadian-US border.
Okay. And what are they? Could you explain to me what they are that's going to come into to the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland? What will they be?
I cannot tell you because that would depend on what the British government decided it wanted. And also, of course, if there's non-alignment, then we might say that there are things we don't want in either.
No, but what would the electronic checks be?
Listen, I'm saying to you that most business...
Do you know what the electronic checks would be?
Sorry?
Do you know these electronic checks that you're talking about? Do you know what they are or would be?
Yes, you can monitor on lorries what is on things, and you also have incredible sophisticated technology for tracking, as you know, with a DHL package, what's on that, what got put on it. Most of these items have serial numbers in.
So
when you order something on Amazon, you can track. I mean, we have enormous facilities to track now. But I'm just saying, I want to just backtrack for 1 minute.
Sure.
Okay, and this is what really annoys me about the Brexit debate. Most people did not vote, and they will continue not to vote, for whether the tariff is X or Y or Z. The tariffs are just a teeny part of the percentage price of any good anyway. People voted for something more. They voted for their heart. They voted with their hearts for what they felt was right, that the EU was not in their interest, and that they could see themselves having a more prosperous and happy life outside the EU. And all these discussions about the minutiae of tariffs miss the point about our country, about our great country and the vision for our country. And what I see is not the vision for the European Union, which I think is going to have a very, very sticky end with enormous unemployment and the rise of the Euro breakout and the ECB go bankrupt.
And we've only got a few minutes left before we go to the news. In terms of that subset of policy issues that you said your party would be campaigning on Brexit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that there are a subset of issues. Do you and your party have a policy on the issues?
Which issues?
Well, you've refused to be drawn on whether...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that so many of the issues that we face, including government debt...
Sorry, no, hold on. Could I please put the question to you?
Yes.
So you've refused to be drawn on whether the Brexit Party is for or against abortion. Is your party pro or anti-gay marriage?
Absolutely, I'm not campaigning on those issues. Those
Your party has to have, presumably, if you're a credible political party, you must have a position on you must have. If you want to be a credible party,
because
you must have a position.
No, I absolutely disagree because we're going to be a broad church, a broad umbrella.
Okay, and that broad...
Can I say this? People do not vote. If you vote, this is about... 40 and 41st on people's list. I don't have the exact number, so don't quote me. But there will be ten things.
What do you mean? Don't quote you
for before that? Huh?
What do you mean? Don't quote you? You do realize you're in
a media interview
live on the radio, and you're a political leader.
I don't know what if I took a list of electoral concerns.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know where gay marriage and abortion are on them.
Okay.
What I do know is that they're not in the top 10, and I don't think they're in the top 20.
Does your party have a position on those issues?
No.
Just one more question. You mentioned Nigel Farage earlier.
Yeah.
Has he had a conversation with you as to whether he might or might not want to take over as leader of your party?
Well, that's going to depend on what happens in the Brexit negotiation and if Article 50 is extended.
OK. And if Catherine, has he had a conversation with you about it?
No, he hasn't had a conversation with me about it at all. I mean, he's basically just said that he'll support me and he would stand if Article 50, if Article 50 is extended. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I hope you've enjoyed talking to us tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Well, I must be tougher the next time because it's not supposed to be a pleasure.
Don't worry. I actually do have a sense of humour and it would be nice to have a chat to you on something else. I did look at your video on weight and something else.
Well, Catherine, I tried to talk to you about all those other issues. You kept telling me there were subsets. But anyway,
thank you very much. Bye.
So that's the new leader of the Brexit Party. You'll have seen that party being talked about in the media at the weekend. Nigel Farage saying he's backing the party. The Daily Telegraph saying that there might be hundreds of Tories going over to it. Here's David in North Belfast. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you make of the new leader?
Brilliant. She's actually talking sense and you won't let her talk sense because tell me it's here. See this threat of the border. Say there is border checks. What's this threat that we're all getting? You know what the threat is? See if there's border checks. This and Republicans are going to go out and start shooting people. So are we going to live with that there threat hanging over us? What's going to happen? So you tell me, what's the big deal if there's border checks?
Are you a Brexiteer?
I don't really particularly care. I'm asking you, what's going to happen in this country if there's border checks?
Well, how do I know?
When you're on threatening people over the border check, this is going to... The only threat that's been come lately and is there all along is dissidents are going to start shooting and bombing. So we're going to live on the threat... We're already living on the threat of drug dealers and gangsters in Belfast. Now we're going to be told if we do anything, we have to accommodate dissident Republicans. And, by the way, Stephen, you can't have electronic checks with no big issue because... See, if you go down in a lorry, do you know when you go through the toll, you have a thing called a fob from the company. And see, when you go down, you just swipe it at the toll check and you're through within 10 seconds. So we can have checks like that there.
And how do you know what's in the lorry?
Because the lorry would already have a customs clearance thing and you would have a code of some sort. And you just swipe the code and that lets them know what's in the lorry.
But
get back to the point. You're practically telling everybody that's on the Brexit that if there's a border goes up, you can't have that because dissidents are going to start killing people.
I have not said that, David.
Can you tell me, well, you're quick at pushing the questions.
Yes.
You tell me, since you've been reading up and you've been doing all this, what's going to happen if there is border checks?
I have no idea.
So,
what do you think will happen?
Well, know what I think will happen? Nothing. But people will just, companies will sort it out, they'll have electronic checks, and if you haven't got the electronic check, then you have to pull over and get checked. Just like I can.
What about half the country in Northern Ireland who don't want those checks, David?
Well, why do they not want them? Have they something to hide?
Because they're nationalists.
What's that mean? So what, they're nationalists? So what? There's nationalists in loads of countries, there's checks.
Okay, so your political understanding of Northern Ireland is you don't think anybody's really going to care. Maybe they're a nationalist, they're fighting for United Ireland, that's what they politically want. They've seen the Good Friday Agreement. They can look up and down to what they see as another part of their country any day of the week, and now they're going to be stopped at the border and you don't think there's going to be a problem.
But no
problem whatsoever. You can't think of that.
Well, what would the problem be?
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying that they wouldn't. What would their problem be? That they have to get checked? So what? If they have an ankle, I can go down. I don't mind being stopped. See, if it was your way around, I'd say, well, I've nothing to hide. What the check is, what they're saying is that we don't get our way, dissidents will start shooting and blowing people up. And by the way, Stephen, see the Good Friday Agreement? That's got nothing to do with borders or nothing. Know what it is? If they have a poll and there's enough people say, they'll get their way. It's already enshrined in the Good Friday Agreement. If they have a referendum and they get enough numbers, they will have a United Ireland. But then, sure, see if it only goes by 10%. Sure, we can all start saying, oh, we don't want that result. We're going to have another referendum. Can we get the result that we want, the way things are going?
David, you're thanks,
going around in circles here. The threat that is about the border checks is, if they put border checks up, that the dissidents are going to start killing police officers and soldiers. That's like basically what, and the nationalists and all nationalists. Political groups are agreeing with it. If you put them up, the distance are going to start shooting people.
David, thank you, mate. Elizabeth next in Helens Bay. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. The thing about it is, this whole border issue is a political thing. It's political from the EU and from Sinn Féin. Britain is not... Britain people don't want to put a border up there. We won't be putting the border up. The border is already there. It's a, we even, they have the euro, we have the pound. It's different countries, different monies. Plus, the fact is, nobody is really going to put a big border thing up. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And the only people who will make it happen is Sinn Féin and the EU. That's it.
Elizabeth, thank you. Mr. Johnson, good morning.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, that was one of the worst interviews you ever gave.
Thank you very much.
You had that lady on there in a brand new party called the Brexit Party.
Yes.
You should have actually given her a chance and let her speak and find out what it was they were about.
Well, I was trying to find out what they're
you
about.
You weren't trying to find out. You were interrupting her and interrupting her. You were being cross with her. You were trying to be smart. That's what you were trying to be doing. You were trying to be smart on behalf of the BBC. You must be an out-and-out Remainer or a Ramoner.
You must be a Brexiteer, and by the way, I'm neither.
Yes, I am a Brexiteer.
Right.
And listen, I'm old enough too to remember when the border was up years and years ago before the trouble. And there was no big queues or anything going over it. You just drove by and there was a wee hut and a couple of boys come out there and asked you where you were going. And that was it.
So in terms of the dilemma over the border, do you agree with Catherine Blakelock, Mr. Johnson, when she says it's all made up?
It's not.
There's
made
no
up.
Border, no problem, no issue, she said.
No,
like here's, Martine Anderson has just tweeted the following from Sinn Féin, the Sinn Féin MEP. She said, anyone listening to Catherine Blakelock, the leader of the newly formed Brexit party on Nolan, she said she had never read the Good Friday Agreement, but has listened to the author, David Trimble. There's no border, no problem, no issue.
Yeah, but she told you she's just a brand new leader. Why would she have read the Good Friday Agreement? She'll probably read it now that she's involved now, and find out what it actually is about. But up to now, why should she have read it? And look, listen, I know there'll be other women ringing in too. Like, you'll have Claire Hanna ringing in a minute too. So she'll be putting her oar in too.
Well, Claire Hanna is entitled. By the way, she's not ringing in. But,
no, but she will do, but...
She's an elected politician and we usually ring her. What's your problem with Claire Hanna?
Because she seems to know everything too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Look, there's no doubt anybody that's on here wants Brexit, they want to go out peacefully with no trouble.
Yes.
But you always give them a hard time. You do. I'm surprised that people keep coming on your programme, Stephen. Jim Allister, you do the same with Jim Allister all the time too.
Aye, because he's a shrinking violet, isn't he?
but he's talking on behalf. He's an elected representative. He always puts great store for these people here that's elected.
Yes.
These Ramoners who are elected.
Right.
Oh, listen, there's somebody down at my door. I'll have to go then.
Okay.
Three girls going to school. Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Listen, lovely to talk to you this morning.
Get on again sometime again.
Well, it'll be good to hear from you again.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
All right.